Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast on tone, style and formatting. My name is Tracy Sinclair and I'm a corporate executive coach and professional development consultant. I have been working with the AAT's staff, branch network and members for the last 13 years. This particular podcast is one of a mini-series of five in total around the topic of effective business writing techniques within the workplace. This is the second business writing mini-series. The first one covered the following topics: a summary of effective business writing, planning to write, writing accurately, writing briefly, and writing clearly. Please do refer back to that mini-series if any of those topics are of interest to you. During these recordings, there may be an opportunity for you to complete an exercise for yourself or to take a little time for thinking. Therefore, please feel free to pause the recording at any relevant point for this purpose. During the course of this recording, we will cover the following areas: how to address people, using direct requests, writing as you talk, using pronouns, chunking your material, using bullet points and numbering, use of emphasis, and text justification. Tone and style. Address one person, not a group. Although your document may be read by lots of people, imagine you are speaking to the one person who is reading it. Addressing people as individuals is more personal, clearer, and has greater impact. For example, please make sure you have all your belongings with you when you leave the train is better than passengers are requested to ensure they have all their belongings with them when they leave the train. Using you also avoids the awkwardness of using his or her or he or she. For example, the applicant must provide his or her email address is much clumsier than saying you must provide your email address. Use direct requests. Don't be afraid to use direct requests. For example, instead of saying the form should be filled in, say, please fill in the form. Using the word please softens a command. Please ring me, or please sign below. The word must is the clearest and most simple way to convey to your readers that they have to do something. Shall sounds officious and has become obsolete in everyday language when used as an instruction. Besides, shall is imprecise. It can mean that you are obligated or you are predicted to do something. Replacing shall with must makes your document both clearer and more reader-friendly. Here is an opportunity for you to partake in an exercise and rewrite the following requests to make them more direct. Passengers are requested to take their belongings with them when they leave the train. Applicants should complete all sections in the form in black ink. All visitors are required to sign in and to wear a visitor's badge prominently at all times. It is absolutely essential that we receive your application no later than the 30th of November, which is the cut-off date. How might you change those sentences so that the request is more direct? Write as you talk. Perhaps the best piece of advice is to imagine that you are talking to your reader face to face. You wouldn't be pompous enough to speak to someone using expressions like your own good self and with full remuneration herewith. So don't write them. Avoid pompous language, jargon, legalistic words, Latin words or phrases, overused business phrases, and unnecessary decoration in your language. We all commonly use contractions like don't, can't, isn't, etc. when talking. People are used to hearing contractions in spoken English, so using them in your writing helps them to relate to your document. This does not mean making a contraction out of every possible word, but wherever they sound natural. For example, instead of saying, "This container is for glass bottles and jars of all colours. Light bulbs, mirrors, dishes, etc. should not be placed in this container." Say instead, "This container is for glass bottles and jars of all colours. Don't put light bulbs, mirrors, dishes, etc. in the container." Use pronouns to speak directly to your reader. Pronouns help readers to relate more easily to what you write. More than any other single technique, using you pulls readers into your document and makes it relevant for them. When you use you to address readers, they are more likely to understand what their responsibility is. Similarly, use we to refer to the organisation, as this makes your sentences shorter and your document easier to read. For example, instead of saying, "Originals of examination certificates must be provided," say, "You must provide originals of your examination certificates." Instead of saying, "The company will clamp and tow away any unauthorised vehicle parked in this bay," say, "We will clamp and take away any unauthorised vehicle parked in this bay." Instead of saying, "Submission of applications," say, "How do I apply?" If you use a question and answer format, assume that the reader is the one asking the questions. Use I in the questions to refer to the reader and we in the responses to represent your organisation. Formatting the text. Slice your material into small, manageable sections. Long, dense sections are off-putting, whereas short sections with plenty of white space are easy on the eye. They make your material look more welcoming. Adding helpful headings will also help you organise your document more effectively and make it easier to understand. Use bullet points and numbering. These help present information in a clear way. They also highlight levels of importance, help the reader understand the order in which things happen, make it easy for the reader to identify all necessary steps in a process, provide white space to make reading easier, and are an ideal way to present items, conditions, and exceptions. Numbered lists also help clarify the chronological order of steps in a process. If you use bullets, use solid, round, or square ones. Creative bullets with unusual shapes can distract the reader and may not display properly on some computer systems. Use emphasis to highlight important concepts. There are several ways to show emphasis in writing. Framing, with a box or a white space. Using a different colour or shade. Enlarging the font size. Increasing the spacing. Changing the font type. Emboldening. Using italics. Underlining. Using all capitals. Applying shadow, outlining, or engraving. And using asterisks. Putting everything in capital letters or uppercase is not a good way to emphasize. Although it may attract the reader's attention, capitals are hard to read. And in emails, the use of all capitals is considered shouting. Instead, highlight words by putting asterisks at either end. Similarly, underlining will draw the reader's attention to the section, but it makes it hard on the eyes. Besides, in an electronic environment, people expect underlined text to be a link. In ordinary text, the best ways to highlight are italics or emboldening. Don't justify the right-hand margin. Justifying means making the margins flush. Justifying the right-hand margin decreases readability because it causes the eye to stop at irregular spacing between words. Therefore, the recommendation is that justification is just on the left-hand margin. In summary, write to express, not to impress. Use short, familiar words. Write as you would speak. Imagine you are talking to the reader. Use active verbs where you can. Keep sentences short and clear, ideally 15 to 20 words. Stress the positive things you can do rather than focusing on what you cannot do. Try to avoid using double negatives, as they often confuse people. Avoid using jargon, cliches, and complicated language. Use an appropriate tone. Try to avoid sounding patronizing or unfriendly. Check for spelling and grammatical errors. Cut out waffle and repetition. Use short paragraphs which contain one idea or concept. Write with the reader's needs in mind. And finally, proofread thoroughly. This concludes the podcast on tone, style, and formatting. I do hope you found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.